FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio. Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Shortly we'll be finding out how FC United fared in their crucial league game with Stalybridge Celtic from Saturday afternoon, but before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with some transfer news, and the club announced late last week the loan signing of Blackpool forward Ewan Bange for the remainder of the season. And at training on Thursday, Tim caught up with FC's new striker.
It's brilliant news, you've signed with us for the rest of the season. Obviously you've had quite a bit of experience in the Northern Premier League playing for Bamford Bridge. How did you define that?
Yeah, it was a good challenge. It was a good challenge at the start. I found it a bit, played Buxton the first game, found it challenging. But from then I just started to kick on, got my first goal, and then my confidence came from there. But it's a really physical league, and I feel like it's the best place for my development, this league.
How many goals did you score while you were at Bamba?
I got 10 in the league and 11 altogether, so one in the FA Cup.
That was a pretty sort of like consistent strike rate, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think I got 8 in consecutive games, but then I had a bit of a short spell without goals, but hopefully they'll come back playing for FC.
New forward Ewan Bange there speaking to Tim. And speaking of loanees from the Fylde Coast, last week it was announced that Fleetwood Town midfielder Harry Wilson would be extending his loan spell at FC until the end of the season. And on Thursday, Tim caught up with Harry to find out how he was enjoying his time at the club.
Obviously, you've been with the club for 3 games now. What have you made of it so far?
Yeah, I think it's been a really good experience in terms of loads of different things coming from academy football straight into, you know, men's football sort of at a young age. It's been quite a big jump. I remember the first game against Buxton, it sort of took me 15-20 minutes to get into the game, and yeah, just a lot of different factors have come into it in terms of the speed of the game, the physicality, and just sort of understand the league. But I think it's been, so far it's been a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah, I mean, you've come into the club at the right, at the perfect time, to be fair. The club's been on a superb run of form. You know, that Buxton game in particular was one of the highlights of the season. Is there anything that stood out about it?
Yeah, I think it was just the atmosphere around it, because obviously, you know, going into it, they hadn't been beaten for, I think, almost 20 games or something, so sort of there was a lot on the game. It was a big crowd, and, you know, it was sort of a chance for us to state our claim at this stage in the season that we're there to compete with the best. So I think, you know, it was a great result and sort of the highlight of the season so far, and we just look to kick on from that like we have done in the games after it.
OK, obviously with the Warrington game being postponed a couple of weeks ago, this Saturday against Stalybridge, you know, basically it could be your first home game. What are you going to make of it?
Oh, I can't wait, because, you know, I've heard a lot of different things, obviously, about the crowds that we get here at home, and obviously it's my first opportunity to play for a home crowd, so I just can't wait to get out there, you know, see the fans and sort of get the atmosphere of what it's like. I know we've got, I think, 4 of the next 5 at home, so it's going to be a great experience. You know, they're going to be a great asset towards how we get on in these games, and they can really help us push for results, you know, coming towards the end of the games. So I think it's going to be really beneficial for us, obviously, in these upcoming fixtures.
FC midfielder Harry Wilson there. In other news, and heading into this weekend's match with Stalybridge, the club announced that defender Joe White would be departing FC and joining Marine in search for more regular starts. And ahead of Saturday's match, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds for his thoughts on the news.
The player who's departed us this week, Joe White, obviously he's gone to Marine. His performances over the winter period we could look back at his performances in April and May and thank him for his efforts, really.
What an exceptional player, what an exceptional lad. And, you know, he picked up the phone and he said, "Gaff, you know, I want to go and play, I'm 20. And I said, "Joe, you've got to go and play. You know, unfortunately, you've got Doddy in front of you, you've got Halsey there, you've got young Jack Gooden there. You know, we lost Matty Raines this season, but you don't stand in people's way. You know, Joe White could be back here in 6 months, but he's a fantastic lad. You know, he did things right, came in handed his kit back straight away, did everything right. You know, he's just a real professional. We wish Joe all the best, and hopefully, you know, if he ever comes back here and plays for FC United, he comes back with an opposition team, I hope he gets a really good round of applause, because he deserves that. And like you just said, he's put in some sterling performances. I remember in pre-season when he popped his shoulder, and I think the whole ground could hear him, you know, wincing as every time he shook the ball, but he carried on, and he's going to be a big part of what we do this season. So, you know, hopefully, you know, he goes and does well at Marine. We wish him all the best.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking ahead of Saturday's match with Staley Bridge. And it's to that crucial game that we turn to now, and to hear if FC United could extend their unbeaten run in the league to 7 games, it's now time to hand over to FC Live at Broadhurst Park.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to FC Live. This is the pre-match show, as I'm calling it now, with myself and Woodzo. It's 1 o'clock. Stadium's just open for the volunteers and the workforce. Woodzo, Staley Bridge Celtic today, for SC. Are we targeting 3 points for this one?
I'm hoping. We've got some payback. It's payback time. Although, having said that, I still don't think that was quite as bad as... The performance wasn't brilliant, but the scoreline flattered them. I mean, 2 of the 5 goals were...
You're talking about the 5-2 early in the season?
Yeah. At least 2 of the 5 goals were certainly gifted. I think, if not 3, I think there was 2 mistakes and their own goal in there. Not to say we played well, we didn't. Let's not paper over any cracks, but I think there's some payback owed for that.
This is FC Live, brought to you by Coding.com and the Armchair Army, of course. FC United against Staley Bridge Celtic. The big news coming into this afternoon's game, and I think it might be a bit of a masterstroke. Only time will tell. But Ewan Baines joining us on loan for the rest of the season. In the first half of the season at Bamber Bridge, went back to Blackpool, Telford in between. Is this a bit of a masterstroke?
Well, I mean, his record from the start of the season with Bamber Bridge proves. I mean, I think we tweeted out he scored 8-8, but I saw something it's on Wiki, so anybody can put that on, I suppose. But I think his record was more like nearer 11-17 playing cup games.
He scored in 8 consecutive matches.
I think his actual record was 11.
Which is rude-like.
Yes, I mean, his scoring record, like you say, eight goals in 8 games. But I think his overall record, like I say, for Bamber Bridge was somewhere 11-16 or 17. So he was responsible for getting them to the... Or more than responsible, getting them to where they were at the start of the season. And obviously they've sort of maintained that a little bit anyway. He did play here in that game early in the season. I remember him being a bit hard work. Mm-hmm. Although he didn't score, because he obviously finished 1-0. But
came close, off, I remember.
He came close a couple of times. I suppose the only thing I would say is, yes, if it comes up, and I heard Neil's interview, and, you know, the opportunity arose and you don't turn it down. Probably going forward at the minute, he's in probably one of the positions that we probably would necessarily need to strengthen.
Well, you're saying after a 0-0 draw, would tell us.
Yeah, well, it was a 0-0 draw that he played for, fair. You know, I think we've got more pressing issues and potentially at full-backs. You know, now Joe White's left. You know, we've got no backup left-back and literally no right-back in the squad. But, you know, we're still filling that in. We're doing all right with it, but, you know, I just hope it doesn't push Joe Duckworth too far at the pecking order, because obviously he was showing, you know, he scored a few and he's showing a lot of promise. And time will come, he's got plenty of time.
But it's 17 games left, isn't it? Or there or thereabouts. Of course, you're assuming it's going to be Duckworth who gets pushed out.
No, I'm just using that as an example.
Then he could go up to the left.
To the left, and then we got Wilson as well. So, like you say, that's not a consideration. If a player of that quality at this level is available, you snap him up and then worry about it.
I think that's the right thing to
say.
So Staley Bridge today, Whitby on Tuesday, Grantham away next week. It's important this week. You don't want to count your chickens. There's no easy games in this league. There really isn't. But next Saturday at 5 o'clock in Lincolnshire, we could be giddy as anything heading into February, or we could be a bit...
Could be on a slump. I mean,
this is us on a happy note, by the way, just to explain.
As you know, dear listener.
What a delightful Christmas.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you'll be looking at these fixtures and thinking, well, actually, you know what, there's 9 points on offer. Staley Bridge, like I said, aren't probably the team that they were at the start of the season, or they're not proving to be.
They're
still all
pulled out of
doing okay.
I mean, what was it, Scarborough last week? Scarborough had to win it in the dying embers of that game.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but, you know, it's probably a good time to play Whitby now. They seem to be on a bit of a slump. They dropped out of the playoff place completely. And Grantham are still bottom of the league. Albeit, you know, and we owe them one for losing disastrously here to them. So, you've got to look at these, again, you've got to, on paper, you've got to look at it and say we've got to be looking for 9 points. You know, seven at the very as a very minimum. We've got to stay unbeaten and stay in there. Take a minimum of seven. That's not too bad.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us and welcome back to Broaders. We've not been here in ages. So, what's the mood like heading into this game?
You're right. We haven't been here for ages. I have. I'm here every day, and you know, but it's, you know, super impressive today. Work that the ground staff have done, the work that's gone inside the stadium as well. There's a buzz. In terms of the dressing room, you know, I've had a really good week's training. Yeah. Six unbeaten, you know, on the back of a clean sheet, and pretty much a full squad back today. So we're looking forward to this game, and you know, I don't need reminding, which I surely will get reminded a few times. And you know, the diabolical performance we're putting down at Stalybridge, and we want to bounce back from that, and we want to reverse the scoreline.
Heading into this game, there's some big breaking transfer news, and I've already said it to Woodsow in the build-up. It is a bit of a masterstroke. Walk us through it, and you're thinking, you're in Bange.
Yeah, so it's been a difficult week. There's been a lot of National League North clubs and National League clubs interested in you and Bange. I met the manager, I met the academy manager, I met you and I met his agent, you know, back and forth. I think we had 3-4 meetings and, you know, sold the club and sold the exposure levels that we can give him at FC United. We know that proven goal scorer, we know he's signed a new deal at Blackpool, we know he's in and around the first team, 6'5", you know, centre forward. We've probably kind of missed that. He's trained great with the lads this week. He's fit in, and you know, we'll make his debut today. And you know, hopefully he can get off the mark and become a crowd favourite really quickly. But it, you know, he's going to add to our attacking options. We've got other players back today. You know, you've got the like Michael Potts back and Charlie Ennis and Curtis Jones, Aaron Morris. So you know, we're in a good position. We look good on paper, but paper only means don't mean anything in my eyes. We've got to go and do it out there.
I mean, that's the thing now. I mean, you spoke about it last week about I think it's 17 games or thereabouts left of the season. They're all, to use a terrible cliche, but they are all cup finals now. You must be pleased that we've got over the injury spike and are now all lined up. And are the players up for it as well coming months?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're brilliant. We've had a tough season. We know we've had a tough season. And, you know, I know people say we come good after Christmas FC United, but we wouldn't come good unless we've got the players back, because we've missed them significantly. You know, likes of, you know, Jones and Potts and Ennis and, you know, to name a few, Dodd being out injured. You're getting them back now, and we've shown that we're a good side when we get these players back. And when we don't have them back, you know, we just haven't hit the consistency levels that we wanted to. But 51 points to play for. You know, I'm going to make a bold prediction, say 35 will be enough, I think, to get us where we need to be, which means that we've got a load of tough games coming up. You know, Stalybridge, good side, starting today, but the likes of Sal Shields and Matlock, etc. We've got to play them all yet. So there's going to be a lot of twists, there's going to be a lot of turns, but I'm confident this group of players can go and get 35 points, but they've got to treat each game like a cup final. We've got a points total over the next two games. It's not six and it's not three. It's definitely not zero, but you know, people can work that out. And if we keep hitting our points total along the way or surpassing it, then we'll be where we want to be. But I don't want these lads to feel any pressure. You know, they're a great group to work with, but I know they're all hurting from the Stalybridge game, and they're all ready to put that right today. People will see the team. You know, there's you know, the team's strong today. Lavercombe, Halls, Morris, Jones and Dodd. You're going to have Potsy back in with Smith, Ennis in front of that back, and then, you know, Baines, Linney and Wadica, you know, likes of, you know, Griffiths and Donoghue, etc. on the bench. So it gives us lots of options, but we've got another game in 72 hours, so we're going to rest, we're going to rotate. The same 11 won't start on Tuesday, but, you know, we've got to take care of this game now, and hopefully, you know, come quarter five tonight, we've got 3 points.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Broaders Park, and I should say, welcome back to Broaders Park for the men's team. 26 days since we last broadcast FC Live from this main stand press section, and joining me for this historic occasion, therefore, Sato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul, how are you?
Good afternoon.
FC United against Stalybridge Celtic, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Paul, I said to you off air just then, this could go either way, and the reason why I'm saying that is because even though Stalybridge are lower mid-table, they put in a good performance against Scarborough last week, and Scarborough only just picked up the win. And, of course, Stalybridge beat FC United 5-2 early in the season.
Yeah, and you can add to that that we've never beaten Stalybridge at home in four attempts in League and Cup. So we've talked a lot, well, there's been a lot of conversation anyway, about the fact that our next four out of five games are at home, and we want to bridge that gap between us and fifth place, which is 7 points. Stalybridge Bridge is a real banana skin, I think.
Do you think this is the gauge, isn't it, this game? This is...
Well, to get a draw at Bamber Bridge was a very good result. But the caveat to that was we had to win the next game, I think, to reclaw our points back. And if we don't win this, then the draw at Bamber Bridge is less significant than it seemed to be at the time. So we really have to win this afternoon. And then the game on Tuesday with Whitby, again... Wait, another hard game.
I said to Woodso in the build-up, this is a big week.
Yeah.
You mentioned Whitby midweek there. That's an important game here at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night. But then we've got Grantham away
now, all those on three, Saturday. All those three opposition have beaten us already this season.
Yeah.
So we have to right some wrongs starting today. Otherwise, our pursuit of promotion is not going to sustain itself, I think.
Team news heading into this. Firstly, big good luck to Joe White, who's joined Marine.
He's joined a good club there, I think.
I said to Neil, and it'll go out on this Cubbies Michael this week, you know, when we look back at, in April, if we do make the playoffs or come anywhere close, Joe White's performances that he's put in, sometimes not fully fit.
In various positions.
In various positions. Yeah. You know, I've been... really helpful.
Yeah, I think he's a very good player, and I think he can probably do better than the level that Marina are at, but we'll see.
But that's the outgoing. Incoming, Ewan Bange.
Yes.
Wow.
We admired Bamber Bridge's audacity early in the season to get him and Apter in together, and they were a formidable pairing. I think Apter fed him with a lot of goals, and we thought that they'd stolen a bit of a march on some of the NPL clubs there to get Bange, and now it's our turn. So let's see what he can do in the red shirt, because I think his total was 11 in 19 for Bamber Bridge, including 8 in 8. If he gets a goal a game for us, then we're going to project ourselves quite quickly up the table, aren't we?
Can I come up with an outlandish TalkSport-esque statement at this point? Do you reckon that's going to be, could be the difference between outside the playoffs and fifth?
He's no stranger to this division. That's a big plus. And he scored goals plentifully at this division. So let's hope that he hits the ground running this afternoon. I think scoring in your first game takes a lot of the pressure off a player.
And so isn't unusual for Neil Reynolds signings, we should say.
No, he's done that quite a bit. Holmes did that when he came here and scored. I think that was against Bamber Bridge, ironically.
Yes, it was.
He's played here before once, so he knows the pitch a little bit. Let's hope he integrates with his teammates quickly and we get the best out of his 6'5" figure.
Now, speaking to Neil pre-match, it feels like, and I looking at the team sheet, it definitely is true, it looks like we're back at 100%. We've got everyone back, and we've got a really good substitutes bench, we've got a decent back four, we've got a decent midfield, we've got Ewan Bange joining Linney and Ennis, who's back in the team. It's a good team, this.
And I think it's also with Tuesday in mind, isn't it?
Well, Neil also says...
Very noticeably.
That, This starting 11 will not be the starting 11 against Whitby.
So if anybody's surprised at the team selection, bear in mind that we've got a game coming up fairly quickly. And somebody who doesn't start today may well start on Tuesday.
And we're basically saying that to Michael Donoghue, Luke Griffiths and Harry Wilson, aren't we, there? Because although Joe Duckworth, there's an argument to say, I mean, Woodsow said this, there's an argument to say he's a bit unlucky at the moment.
I think he is a bit unlucky. And I would think that if Linney and Bange between them don't conjure up a goal in the first hour, then Duckworth is the man to turn to.
And we should also say, you know, it was only, 3 months ago he was playing in the North West Counties, so, you know, he's got to be patient, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's still learning the trade, I think, at this level. But having said that, he's made a good start, he scored goals, and he looks dangerous, and he's quick. And I think, even as an impact sub, I think he could play a part this afternoon.
Now, if all being well, FC United could now go on a 17-game unbeaten streak and get into the playoffs. But that only happens if teams above us drop points. And that brings us to the fixtures.
And it's a big day for that.
It's a very big day for that. And it's been a pretty big week as well, because huge news at South Shields. I mean, they beat Radcliffe 2-0. The next thing we hear is Graham Fenton's leaving his position.
Big surprise.
And then Kevin Phillips is coming in. The Kevin Phillips. It's interesting, Simon Howarth, he's played in the Premier League, hasn't he?
He played for Coventry.
He played for Coventry.
Played for Wales, international level.
And he's a former Premier League player who's come in and has embraced non-league football and understood how it works.
He got a job at Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
And then he went to Clitheroe and managed them for a while, so he got a grasp of non-league football before he got to Stalybridge. Kevin Phillips is in at the deep end.
And he has coached, but not
managed.
At league clubs.
Yeah.
And so we could go either way. It's a bit of a gamble, isn't it?
It is a gamble. It's a massive gamble. It's like rolling the dice. But time will tell.
Only time will tell. That's one team in the playoffs at the moment. Obviously, Buxton last week picked up a very good draw in the end against Warrington. But they've not been the best since departing the FA Cup, have they? And our game against them. So
do you think this is a bit of fatigue kicking in? And also,
it's a long season.
Some teams losing their lone players that were propping them up, maybe.
I'm just saying that if you look at Scarborough are now on the same number of points as Warrington. Scarborough just outside the playoffs. If you do string the wins together, the teams in the playoffs aren't the most consistent at the moment, and you know it's possible to catch them.
We've been saying for a long time this is a very competitive division, and if you don't turn up on the day, you're very likely going to lose, and that summed us up at Bower Fold when we played Stalybridge last time out.
Yeah,
we were a horror show that afternoon, and they damaged us really badly, and the same can happen in any game at this level.
The prospects for teams dropping points above us are high, as some of them are playing each other, so it's obviously going to happen. But just to let you know, Matlock Town taking on Bamber Bridge, that's first hosting second at Causeway Lane. Scarborough Athletic are taking on bottom of the table Grantham Town. That's a tall ask, but you never know. Warrington hosting South Shields, and Buxton travelling to Morpeth.
Something's got to give.
There's points being dropped there, left, right and centre, isn't there? So,
and we have to get our 3 points.
I was about to say, it comes with a huge caveat and a massive disclaimer and pinch of salt. This chat here only matters if FC United do well against Stalybridge Celtic.
Yeah.
And how many times have we hosted a team beneath us in the league table and not done very well this season?
Yeah, it's happened quite a bit. And if we're serious about getting in the playoffs, at least, we have to string results together. And Stalybridge is an obstacle as big as we will be in midweek.
Let's talk about Stalybridge Celtic, because there's a few noticeable names, people you've probably heard of. Scott Bakour is the one that stands out a country mile, the captain, and
he's
you know, all round
quite a prolific goal scorer over the years. He was at Witton as well. He scored a very fast hat trick at Witton some years ago. But a good player, very dangerous man. They've got the Liverpool under 23s goalkeeper who signed for them this week, Liam Hughes. So he's got pedigree, being in the Liverpool under 23 side.
And like we said, Whitby on Tuesday night. That game, incidentally, will be live on North Manchester FM as well as on FC Radio. And then Grantham away, which I could tell you right now, dear listener, without actually confirming with them, the whole commentary team are looking forward to that trip immensely on Saturday, aren't we?
Are we?
that's in the future. The most important thing is the present. And have I got a present for you, dear listener? Joining us now is our lead commentator, James Quinn. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, Ben. Good afternoon, everyone.
Bamber Bridge have helpfully put out an extended highlights package, which is 28 minutes long on YouTube, James. Have you had a chance to watch it? And did you enjoy it the second time round?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it. 28 minutes, eh?
All of it was goalmouth action.
Pays tribute to FC coming for a point and getting a point. Neil Reynolds, of course, very open about the fact that that was his aim and job done, basically.
This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. This is FC United of Manchester against Stalybridge Celtic, live here at Broadhurst Park. And it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team. It's Stato Paul, but first, James Quinn.
Reminder that FC United have never beaten Stalybridge Celtic at home. Is this the day for that little hoodoo to end? Baines wins a header there. Ball breaks again. Baines there, plays out right. Good first time ball. Lenny into the box. Chance to shoot. Stopped by Hughes. He parried it away. Not entirely convincingly. And then it was cleared by the defender. And it's a throw in to FC by the corner flag right hand side. Wadicka out jumped. And Potts does well to win the ball midfield. Jonathan Smith. Nice through ball there to Ennis. Ennis tries to find it. It's a perfect ball. Chance for Lenny. Oh, well, he went near post there. Decent save from Liam Hughes, but probably a better option would have been to go across the goal there. Good move, though, by FC. Ennis has it. Quickly taken corner. Lenny into the box. Lenny will think about a shot. Low one, but the ball will be cleared out of defence. And Justin Johnson bringing it away now for Stalybridge. Well, met there by Dodd. Good work from him. But to the left-hand side, and Wanaka again. Some overlaps here. Up comes the cross. Bain scores! Magnificent work. And Ewan Bain is off the mark at FC.
In 18 minutes.
And it was good work there from FC. A lovely ball out of the left-hand side. That left flank is clearly a happy hunting ground for FC. A great cross from Wanaka. Perfect. A perfectly placed the header from Bainge.
Well, he showed the power of his aerial skills there. He met that cross perfectly. And the header had power and it was into the corner.
Linney goes up. On the left-hand side, Wanaka picks it up, slides it, tended for Donoghue. Donoghue now on the left flank by the corner flag. Donoghue keeps it well. Cross comes in. Linney tries to turn. Very awkward there, but Donoghue picks up the ball again.
It's a handball.
It is a penalty. It was Killock, I think, who fell and touched his hand. There's a little bit of an inquest in the Stalybridge defence. Charlie Ennis in a moment will be trying to make this 2-0.
And that was all because Donoghue didn't give up the lost cause.
Don't you think that was a ridiculous handball to give away, though?
It was, yeah. It was panic, wasn't it?
So, well, FC looking to double their lead. It's Charlie Ennis with the penalty. Liam Hughes, the Liverpool loney, the man between him and 2-0. And he blasts it into the top of the net for 2-0. And that really was an unstoppable penalty from Charlie Ennis. And FC double their advantage.
And yet again, as Ennis scores against one of his old clubs.
And Dodd with his throw in just inside FC territory, left hand side. Wilson plays it back to Dodd. Dodd plays it down the line. O'Grady will pick the ball up as it's a throw in. Liptrot gets ready to throw. And it's a through ball and a chance here for Masanka to pull one back. Masanka blasts it. Lava comes equal to it. The saves are raining in now. And that was more of a save he had to make. It wasn't great placement, but it was solid.
That was his first real save.
And just FC, a little reminder with work to do to see this one out. Jones' decisive header. Donoghue, bring the heavy touch. O'Grady can play it back to Hughes. Hughes, first time clearance. Left footed. Morris goes up, heads it well. But good resourcefulness by Harris here. Tries to thread a ball through. And on the edge of the box, and it's a chance now for 2-1 and a great save. Never go. Another bite of the cherry. Harris blocked, and now it's Masanka, left hand side. Cross comes in, and I think it's crossed the line. Has it? Yeah. It has crossed the line, and it's a goal. Right as we move into added time, and FC have conceded. They couldn't deal with that. A few shots there for Stalybridge Celtic. We talk about the tables being turned in the Whitby game. Now FC have got to see this one. They've got 3 minutes of added time to see out. Killock plays it back to Hughes, who has to volley it. It's a really awkward ball, but that's it. And FC United win by 2-1 here. A fine performance. A little bit of a scare at the end there, but the visitors never really threatened with a second goal, having got that one back. And FC United have done their job here. And Paul are deserved victors, although the visitors did keep the pressure on to the end.
Yeah, credit to Stalybridge for fighting to the bitter end. But I think for most of the game, FC were in some kind of control of it. I think the abiding memory is Bainge in the first half. Rising like Blackpool Tower to head the opening goal.
Man of the match.
I'm tempted by Smith, you know. I'm going to throw it out there.
I think Smith had a very good game.
I think it's about time. He does all the simple work. So
I feel
well.
Like I should do what referees do when they book a player for not really much and just point to different areas of the pitch.
Yeah.
I just say Smith, I think, deserves it for consistency, not just in this game but in previous games as well. I think that's just because everyone else has been a 7, he's just been an 8. In this performance, it's been very focused, Paul.
It has. It's not been a game for outstanding players, I think. Although I have to say, Linney has terrorised the Stalybridge backline all day. Donoghue has had a very polished performance when he came on. He came in, got the pace of the game, made some very telling runs, kept the ball when he needed to. Very astute showing from Donoghue.
another positive from this, other than it being, I think, the first time we've ever beat Stalybridge at home, isn't it? Ennis and Potts having decent runouts. We surmised at the start of the day that that was probably in the back of Neil Reynolds' mind, that he needs to get Potts and Ennis's match sharpness up after their layoffs through injury. He's achieved that, hasn't he, Neil, this afternoon with Ennis and Potts?
Yeah, and he's got, hopefully, apart from Bainge, who must be a doubt for Tuesday, I'm guessing that he's got a pretty much a full hand to pick from again for Tuesday night, which is good. If he's not got Bainge, that's a bit of a setback.
Well, wait and see, because Bainge is obviously, I'm imagining he's still trained with Blackpool full time. So, you know, their medical staff, it's not like he's got a day at work, has he, on Monday, other non-league players would have.
It just depends on what it is, really, what the damage is. But
we have to move to Whitby now, don't we? It is going to be a slightly different side against Whitby. It's a different challenge, isn't it? You'd imagine it's going to be. I think he's had an attacking midfielder in that trio in midfield at the start of the day. I'd be surprised if he doesn't go with Griffiths on Tuesday night to sacrifice an attacking option.
Yeah, I think he's got a few options for the next game, and Griffiths sat through this afternoon. I would expect him to play a major part on Tuesday night.
With regards to this win here, we do have to mention that the back five, I think Stalybridge, they just forced it, didn't they, at the end? There was a couple of ricochets they got on that chance that Lavercombe saved, and eventually that led to the goal. We defended, we were in control,
for
weren't
70
we?
Minutes, yes. We protected Lavercombe magnificently. He didn't have anything to do apart from take goal kicks. So, you know, fair play to Stalybridge. They persisted to the end and got some kind of reward. But I think it's wonderful that we've beaten them at home for the first time. That's quite a milestone.
Now, let's talk about the other results, because we said there was going to be teams dropping points above us in the league table. There's three teams who've dropped points. Firstly, Matlock have beaten Bamber Bridge by 2-1. So Matlock, 6 points above South Shields now. South Shields leapfrog over Bamber Bridge. South Shields beating Warrington by 2-1 in Kevin Phillips' first game in charge at South Shields. Warrington did get a goal back, but South Shields holding on there. Scarborough, the big movers, they're in the playoffs now, fourth place, leapfrogging over Buxton and Warrington. 9 points from top spot as well, Scarborough. They beat Grantham by 2-0. Buxton were beaten by 3-0. A lot of teams get beat at Morpeth. Warrington dropping out of the playoffs. Whitby have come from a goal down to beat Hyde United by 2-1. Whitby stay seventh and get a win back on the board as well. FC United stay eighth, but are now just 6 points from the playoffs. And that's what we were saying earlier about slowly reeling the teams in. It's not about catching Whitby, it's about catching the teams who are in the playoffs. And that was Warrington and Buxton. We're 4 points behind Warrington now, and we're 6 points behind Buxton. So they're within range. But two big games to come, Paul, against Whitby and Grantham this week.
Yeah, they're all big. But we keep saying this, they're only all 3 points each. Doesn't matter who you beat. It's about momentum, I think, and it's about keeping the run going. We're 7 unbeaten now, and I'm sure Renault wants to take that as far as it'll go.
Just to add as well, Warrington and Buxton aren't playing on Tuesday night, so we could be right behind them.
It's a free shot, isn't it?
It's a free shot. We would be playing a game more than Buxton and Warrington as a result, but that's enticing, isn't it? We could be 3 points from the playoffs. But tough game now on Tuesday night, live on North Manchester FM, as well as FC Radio, of course, against Whitby Town. What's your thoughts on that? Because they looked like they were going to be dropping points again, but they've clawed it back and got 3 points against Hyde. That's motivational, isn't it?
It is. It's a strange division. It really is. It's so many ups and downs in it. And from week to week, we see changes and we see teams doing well and then failing. So, yeah. But I think the very significant results at the top this afternoon.
Yeah. Morpeth, by the way, who they might be 11th, but they're rising up the table. They're 10 points in the playoffs now and they're on an unbelievable run of form. So I've got to keep an eye on them. Incidentally, the two teams beneath us in the league table at the start of the day, Stafford Rangers and Atherton Coles, they drew 1-1. So FC United are now 3 points ahead of Stafford Rangers and Atherton Coles. Basford United, incidentally, they picked up a win, beating Nantwich by 1-0. Whilst down the bottom end, huge result for Mickleover beating Witton Albion by 2-1. So Mikulova and Ashton are now 4 points above the drop zone. Nantwich Town and Witten Albion both 4 points behind them. And Grantham Town remaining bottom after their 2-0 defeat at Scarborough Athletic. Radcliffe beat Gainsborough Trinity by 2-0, incidentally. And they're all the full-time scores from across the MPL Premier Division. And more scores to follow on Tuesday, of course, with a few midweek games taking place, including FC United against Whitby. But anyway, we're going to be joined by Neil Reynolds.
Well, congratulations. You are the first FC manager to win a home game against Stalybridge Celtic. Oh, how was it achieved?
Nice statistic. I thought we were excellent for the first 20 minutes. We worked on in training this week about having a tight front four instead of our wide and being expansive of the tight front four. I thought when we had to make the change and we lost Bainji, Donners went into a wide area and we didn't want him to do it. We had words at half time. We came out second half, we went into that kind of a 4-2-4 and I just thought we were exceptional. Disappointed to concede right at the end, but you know, we were brave today. We left Luke Griffiths out, I took my captain off, I took Charlie Ennis off. But look at the strength of the squad, you know, when you bring in the subs and the likes of Harry Wilson on, Joe Duckworth et al. And we've just got to keep doing it. I'm not going to apologise to people now for resting and rotating. We've got 48 points to play for, 32 from 48 gets us where we need to be, James. So we just keep our heads down and keep going.
And a lovely finish from Bainge. That really unfortunate. And his injury, do we know yet?
It's not a knock. He's felt something. We're not sure if it's a tear. I'm sure that Blackpool will put a scan on it and have a look at it. I thought the ball in from Warwick was exceptional. Bainge's movement was great. And, you know, he got off to a flying start. And then, you know, innocuously just, you know, maybe overstretched. We're not sure. We'll have to look at it. But great debut. But then, you know, we've now got attacking options. You've got Joe Duckworth, you've got Regan Linney, a Warwick, a Donoghue, etc. So, you know, an Ennis. So things are good. 7 unbeaten. And we've just got to keep going and look forward to Tuesday night now.
What is it that's really made, it's kind of a golden era, just these last few games, for Jones and Morris and the defence generally has really looked solid. I mean, almost a clean sheet again today. I mean, is it just working on the training ground?
It's just on the training ground. But I mean, if we look at it, James, we've had Dodd out for 6-7 weeks. You've had Curtis Jones out for 6-7 weeks. You know, Morris hasn't had a regular partner. His partner, Drew's gone to Fleetwood now. Halsey's coming at right back and made us more solid. We haven't had Potts for 6-7 weeks. And Smith's kind of, well, we didn't have Smith for weeks and weeks. So what we've got now is a balance and continuity and across the team. But everyone's now looking over the shoulders because if you underperform and need a rest, we've got a bench now that's really strong. And we've left, what, 2 or 3 at home today as well. So, you know, football could quickly change. We know that. We were down in the dumps only a couple of months ago. And, you know, credit to the lads in there. They've galvanised themselves. They've rallied round and, you know, set, like I said, 7 unbeaten. And we look forward to Tuesday night's game against Whitby.
And you're happy with Michael Potts now looks pretty much back to Michael Potts.
Yeah, but Pottsy, you know, people are looking at Tuesday night because he hasn't played a lot of games. He'll be tired. So there's a good chance he'll probably rest him Tuesday night. You know, but we've got options. The important thing is that we don't lose a Michael Potts or Charlie Ennis because we're rushing back from injury. You know, Chaz has played a bit patched up today. He'll probably miss out Tuesday. Griffiths can come back in. Harry Wilson can come in. So I think as long as the trust is there, as long as the players can see us changing it when we say we're going to change it, then there's no problem. I think that, you know, you lose trust quickly if you say you're going to play somebody and you don't. We had a team for today, I've got a team for Tuesday because I know where Whitby's strength were. So, you know, we will just have to keep doing that, but the important thing is to keep 18 and 19 people fresh now between now and the end of the season.
We've finally given Jonathan Smith a man of the match. He could have given him several times. Just to reiterate, it's about that he hardly seems to make a mistake and he does a lot of work that he just does a lot of the muck raking, doesn't he?
He made a mistake on the goal. He dived in and he should have stayed on his feet, James. But, you know, what do I know about football?
No, listen,
Smith, when we said it at the start of the season, we're bringing in an experienced player. He's great around the dressing room. You know, he's played that number of league games for a reason. But you don't know sometimes he's on the pitch. He just organises. Like you said, he mops up. He doesn't very rarely waste the ball. And the younger lads, you know, the likes of Harry, will come in and learn from him. But we've got options everywhere all over the pitch now. And I'm glad you're giving it Jonathan Smith because he's been exceptional. There's a lot of trust gone into him. And he's kind of, you know, he's looking for, you know, maybe different partners each game. But we'll just have to see.
And Donoghue, excellent. Particularly the penalty, because it was because he just wouldn't give that ball up that forced the handball.
And interestingly, you know, I don't lose my temper very often, but I did it half time today. And it was mainly at Donoghue because he went on and did what he wanted to do. And the way we work on things in training, if he did that, that's where Stalybridge crept into the game. Second half, he took it on board. He was exceptionally in central areas. And when you've got a Mike Donoghue driving at you and he could twist both ways, he's a real threat. So, you know, that's part and parcel of it now. You know, he's done well.
Finally, Whitby have performed a rearguard victory. They were trailing for much of the game, but they won 2-1. So, but FC 6 points now from the point clear, close to the playoffs. Chance to go within three points of the playoffs on Tuesday because other teams don't play. Whitby, really, really tough cookie, though.
Yeah, they were great at their place, you know, on a cow field. They were still great, and it didn't suit us. But, you know, Broadhurst Park now, I'm sure the ground staff have got, you know, work to do before we get back here Tuesday night. But a team towards the top end of the table, but we know we've got them all to play. You know, the likes of, you know, the likes of Matlock, the likes of South Shields, the likes of Whitby, they're all going to have to come here and we're going to have to try and take points off people. But, you know, I don't want people to get giddy. I've just said to the dressing room in there, feet on the floor, one game at a time. You know, let people kind of ignore the noise and let people do the talking and we'll just see where we end up. And we know we've got a lot to claw back. But we're going in the right direction, and you know, I told Ben before the game today, had a points total over the next couple of games. It wasn't six, it wasn't three, and it wasn't zero. So you know, I'll let people work that one out. And if we get our points total, that means that you know we're still on target to get where we want to be at the end of the season.
Well, thanks very much, Neil, as ever, and congratulations on being that first FC manager to beat Stalybridge Celtic at home.
Great, cheers. Thanks, guys.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to James following his side's 2-1 win over Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. Let's have some more post-match reaction now from Saturday's win. In a second, we'll be hearing from man of the match, Jonathan Smith, but before that, it's to captain Michael Potts.
Good win. Oh, great win. Great win, we needed it. Obviously, well, we were hoping for another clean sheet and they got a goal at the end, so it was difficult. Last 5-10 minutes, they did put it on us. But we dealt with it in the end, and yeah, good 3 points.
Yeah, and how was it for you? Obviously, that's your first start in nearly 2 months for you, your sort of calf injury.
Yeah, no, it's been difficult, obviously, watching from the side, but the team's been great. It's been tough for me to get back in the team, really. The gaffer had a difficult decision today to leave Griff out because he'd been really good. But we've got, what, 4 games coming up now, and obviously, I had to make a decision just to kind of rotate the squad really and just get me back in, and it was just good. It was a difficult game, they made it difficult, but we just stuck to the game plan really and got the 2-0 lead really.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to say with you know, with yourself, Chaz, and then Smudge, who's basically FC Remedia, the man of the match.
Yeah,
and Ali as well, I guess, who's the sponsor's man of the match. Basically a lot of experience on that side now.
That's it. Yeah, no, and that's like when he sent the squad text out last night, we were looking at it and it was like, wow, great squad, and it's put us in a good position now with the playoffs, and we've got a big push now.
Yeah, I mean, it must be nice coming into a team that's winning as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's, like I said, I think I said it a few weeks ago, the buzz in the dressing room at the moment, it's great. And it's good to be part of.
And especially, I mean, you look at basically the run of games we've had. I mean, when you look to the four Christmas, this looks tough. Mm. You know, we've come through with, like, basically, I think, sort of like, what's it?
Oh, we're top of the form table, aren't we, at the moment? We're unbeaten in 7. And we've just got to keep going, take each game as it comes. And now it's a big game on Tuesday for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a different kind of game, isn't it, games?
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe similar. Stalybridge come today with a game plan and they wanted to kind of go long and direct, and it was difficult. There weren't much football played today. And I can imagine, obviously, we've played against Whitby many times. They'll be exactly the same.
Radio man of the match. It was an end-to-end game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough game. They all are. This league is very tough. Every game is... You know, you've got to work hard, you've got to be at your best to get 3 points in every game, and I think today we really showed that grit and determination to get them, and you know, I'm proud of all the boys because you know, it's not easy. You know, we played these away early in the season, although I wasn't involved in that, we struggled, but today we've got our revenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see you basically getting a good run of games, because obviously, like you said, you're out of that game, you had a bit of an injury. Now you've actually got to the point where you've pretty much cemented, and no one's got a safe position, but basically you've been in the midfield consistently, which is your preferred position, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the start of the season was really tough for me, just because I was struggling with an injury, couldn't get it right, you know, and I felt like I feel like I owe the team and the club some good performances, and you know, try and give a little bit of experience to the team and help, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to really push us on now, and I feel fit, I feel strong, and hopefully keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, there was no other sort of great example of that when you basically made a probably 30-yard sprint to try and get onto that ball to put the shot in, which you did get in.
Yeah, you know, I always want to give 100% for the team, for the shirt. You know, I'm proud to wear the shirt. You know, it's such a club with great history, and I want I want to be successful here. You know, I'm a winner, I want to win, and you know, hopefully I can keep pushing the team on, because that's the aim. You know, I just want to help the team. I've got some young players here. Can I help them? Can I help drive this team forward? And that is all I'm trying to do, taking it a game by a time.
Okay, now we're about 2 or 3 days, then we're back here against Whitby on Tuesday.
Yeah, another test. They're all tough games, and like I said at the start, we have to be 100% at it in every game, because the minute you drop your levels, then that's where you get found out. So, you know, it's important for us to come Tuesday ready to go again.
Tim there speaking to FC Live Man of the Match from Saturday, Jonathan Smith, and before that, skipper Michael Potts. Next up for the Reds and FC United have two big games this week. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, FC will be hosting fellow playoff chasers Whitby Town. Kick-off on Tuesday night in North Manchester will be at 7:45 p.m. Admission is pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s, with under 5s free with a paying adult. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday evening online at www.fc-radio.co.uk and on your radios in and around North Manchester on North Manchester 106.6 FM. While on Saturday, FC United will be taking the long trip to Lincolnshire to take on Grantham Town. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. at the South Caerstephen Stadium, with commentary available on FCUM Radio from 2:30 p.m. for those who cannot make the journey this weekend. But that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.